Federal Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says he's holding a meeting in Washington next week for all the state transportation departments, including Wisconsin's. LaHood says he'll tell the group about his agency's new team that'll make sure stimulus dollars are spent rapidly, legally, and wisely.
The team, as we're calling it, the Tiger Team, Transportation Investment Generating Economic Recovery, will also be developing common reporting standards and tracking the highway, road, bridge, transit, rail, aviation, and intermodal investments.
Wisconsin could get hundreds of millions of dollars for transportation spending under the federal bill. LaHood's announcement comes as some spending critics say the stimulus plan has too much pork in it for unnecessary projects. Gretchen Schultz is with the Milwaukee group Citizens Allied for Sane Highways. She says the stimulus plan could be good for Wisconsin if it jumpstarts projects that are needed but are not currently funded.
What we're hearing, however, is the governor and Secretary Busuttil want to use it for things like accelerating I-94 north-south, which won't have any stimulus impact because it was going to be funded anyway.
That stretch of I-94 is between Milwaukee and the Illinois state line. Schultz says she worries that U.S. DOT Secretary LaHood will largely be a highway guy building infrastructure for the last century. But LaHood says he and President Obama are also committed to modern transit, like a proposed Midwest high-speed rail system. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.